What a service this morning with Lindsay Roberts. I didn't think she could outdo last night, but she did. The Lord anointed you so powerfully this morning. I can't wait to hear those 20,000 plus words going to come out of your mouth tomorrow morning. By the way, you're not limited to those. You know, you can go up to 50,000 if you want. You're saving them right now? Well, I'm so grateful that she is with me on this trip. Praise God. So don't miss tomorrow morning. And last night, there was such an anointing for healing miracles in this place. If you felt what I felt, how many of you received a healing last night and you know it? I mean, you know. There's no doubt whatsoever you received a healing. If you know you received a healing and you have the evidence, stand up. If you can tell. If you know you received a healing, you know it. Come on down here and line up right here. Come on down here. Come on down here. Pastor, let me have a hand mic. If you can tell for sure that you received a healing last night when we prayed together, come on down here and give a testimony of what God did in your life last night. It's always good to let people testify and let people see and hear what God did. My goodness, there's not going to be many people left in the crowd. They're all down here giving. I'll just have a few. Tell me what happened when we prayed last night.
I was running camera last night, but when you were calling things out and stuff, I've been dealing with a cough, and it's been for a while now. So I saw it just like my lungs have cleared, and I'm doing way better than I have in like probably a month. So
it's good for a month. Praise God. What happened when we prayed last night?
My stomach was completely healed.
How do you know?
Because the pain immediately left my body.
Pain's gone.
Yes.
What happened when we prayed?
My knee was having a lot of swelling and inflammation in my right knee. Completely gone.
Do you remember I said last night that someone's knee, now you can feel the bone again?
Yeah. Was
that you?
Not that part, no.
Just the swelling's gone. What happened when we prayed?
My eyesight cleared up. I'd just been kind of dealing with it lately and thinking, oh, it's something, I don't know. I wasn't really concerned about it. But then when you start praying, I need that. I should have clear vision. And as soon as we were done praying and everything, it was gone and clear, and it's still gone. It's clear. It's
just praise God.
Yep. Completely.
What happened when we prayed?
Well, I was over in the family center for the hospitality.
Oh, you weren't even in the room.
No, but that's exactly.
And I said there's no distance in prayer.
That's right. And because of that, and then some of us were touching each other like you instructed, and my back, my right ankle, and other things, and it was just, it was good.
It was good.
It was good.
And the pain's gone.
Praise God.
It's gone?
Really.
What happened?
Yeah.
What happened when we prayed?
I've been dealing with knee pain for quite some time now, and you called for people to stand up dealing with knee pain, and progressively throughout the night, I could feel the pain leaving my knees, and woke up this morning, and still that pain, I'm believing for the whole restoration of my knees, but I can already tell that the knee pain's already diminished since last night.
Well, Father, just let the rest of it go right now. Send it out in Jesus' name. Amen. What happened when we prayed?
A lot. the vertebrae in my neck, I've had for 3 months just agonizing, can't sleep at night in my neck, completely straightened out. In my shoulder, I've had mineral deposits. Just, I can't even hardly move my arm. Last night, it was completely free. And my heart started beating right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. What happened when we prayed?
My back was healed. Thank you, Jesus.
How can you tell?
Because when she laid the hands, you had your neighbor lay hands on, and it just started getting hot, 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 and then the pain was gone.
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 Well, doesn't the Bible say, pray ye one for another that ye may be healed? And we did that last night at the close. We prayed for one another. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Debbie.
A knee pain left last night, and also I slept without coughing last night, so that was wonderful, and we're just healed and whole.
Pastor Jay appreciated that.
I'm not moved by what I feel, but it's nice to sleep.
What happened?
I had several things. I've been dealing with a random hip pain periodically, and I haven't had any pain, didn't have any pain for the rest of that service, and I didn't have any today. My rotator cuff, that's been at times if I do a certain position or like raise my hand leading worship, it pops, and it's been painful for probably about 6 months actually. But that's no pain anymore. And then it's gone completely. And then the final thing is, I had just this last week, I was struggling with sinuses, and I was struggling breathing, and I was hearing fluid in my lungs, and that all instantly left when we were singing the last song.
Praise God. Praise God. What happened?
My back. I've been struggling with my back for quite a while, and I'd fallen and hurt it and just kept having pain, and I just kept believe in God, and last night God touched me and my pain's gone. I got up this morning for the first time with no pain.
Oh, praise God. Praise God for no pain. What happened when we prayed last night?
You spoke to blood pressures regulating, and I've been having an issue that, but you also spoke to swelling that was happening, and that was happening because of my blood pressure. And I woke up this morning without a headache from my blood pressure, and the swelling was gone.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. What happened?
Well, been having knee pains, and God has healed it totally, so the pain is gone, my ankles have gone down, and then the female situation is taken care of.
That's what Lindsay got to be praying. And what happened to you?
Both these were really aching for quite a while, and then my ankle was kind of swollen because I sprained it a while back, and it's completely healed and whole.
And how about you? Lord.
Well, mine was the shoulder pain, and it started up there on the platform, started leaving. It's kind of like a knot. You said a knot or whatever.
I said a knot, right?
Yeah,
shoulder.
Well, yep. It went from me. I don't know where it went, but it went from me.
Who cares? It went. It's gone.
Exactly. Yeah. And I always come, I've been coming to this church for a long time, I always come expecting. And I got last night more than I was expecting, but
yeah. Y'all come down. Y'all start right with you. Come right down here. And you all right from him. Y'all come right down here. Come right this way. I'm orchestrating, Lindsay. I'm orchestrating.
Good.
I'm getting people. We'll be out in the parking lot
so
if you're not
proud
careful.
Of you.
What?
You're organizing.
I'm organizing.
So proud of you.
You're proud of me? What'd you say?
I'm so proud of you. You're organizing.
Are you trying to say that I am unorganized?
I have no comment.
No comment?
None. I'm saving my words.
You and
I'm reserving them.
Lynn, I want you all to hear that. Lindsay Roberts says she has no comment. Now
if
that is highly
nice,
unusual.
No. Don't say it. If you can't say something nice, don't say anything at all.
Did you just lock the lips?
Yeah, he said I was.
Give
proud.
Me. You're talking again. Give me the key. What happened when we prayed?
When we prayed yesterday, I have pain where I have my C-section. Since the mouth was hurting, but yesterday I went home and I just do this. I
no
can't
pain?
Feel nothing. No
gone.
Pain.
Gone. This your daughter?
Yes.
Praise God. What happened to you?
Well, I've had for a while back, I hurt my heel, my left heel. I was playing around in the pool and the slide and hit the bottom of the pool. Ooh. And it had been hurting, and that's been about probably 4 months ago. And
I hope you weren't in the pool today.
No, of course not. Maybe more than that. But I was standing for my healing, and it was both of them. This one had gone away, but the left one had been, you know, every now and then, if I jog, then I can feel that pain in the... Mm-hmm. And when you said it's a healing night, I mean, I just called it in, and I was just going like this, and I can feel progressively on every hit that I was going on the floor, every hit was less until it was gone. Going, 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 gone.
Everybody say going.
Going.
Going. Gone. Like a Detroit Tigers home run, Lindsay. How about that? What happened when we prayed?
My spine, I've had difficult, and I can move a lot freer. Because they said I've had arthritis, in that part of the spine, and it's like, ah, oh, hallelujah.
And you're moving freer now.
Yes.
What about you? What happened?
I had some reoccurring issues with my knees. I had injured it a few years back, and it'll get tight on me throughout the day, and I kind of have to move it around. And it's been completely loose all day. And last night, since we had prayed on about it and, you know, released the word, and also I'd been having issues with back pain, waking up in the morning and having back pain.
Have any back pain this morning?
Woke up with no pain.
No pain in your leg either?
No pain in my leg or my back.
Praise God. What happened?
I had a baby very recently, and ever since...
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. And ever since then, I've had back pain, and two nights ago, it was so bad I could barely sleep, and it's completely gone.
Praise God. What happened?
My knees were just really sore. They had hurt a lot, and then yesterday, I received that healing. It's tried to come back, but now I have something to
come back. It tried to come back?
It's tied in between, like my back and my knees have tried.
In your hand. In the name of Jesus, I take authority over that. And I pray, decreeing it shall not come back. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. What happened when we prayed?
Back in May when you were here, you had we had the laughing.
Was it May when I was here?
It was May.
Okay. I thought it was March.
No. Was it May?
I believe
was it May? Okay. And I had a head injury, and
remember dying.
And it felt like it was completely gone, and then I was in an accident in June, and so I was dealing with more symptoms, and when Miss Lindsay said concussion, and we prayed, and all the symptoms were gone. Completely gone. Thank you, Miss Lindsay.
What happened?
I was one of those that fell just the day before Saturday, and I twisted my ankle, and I was starting to get that stiffness from literally falling flat on my side. And it went away. It just went away.
And it's gone?
Yes. And Sister Lindsay, no hot last night. I slept through the night without the hot.
What happened?
I was healed of pelvic pain. I felt something disappear that had been bothering me for months. So praise God.
Gone.
Yes, it's gone.
What happened?
I had a past shoulder injury, and when you said last night to lay your hand on where you need healing, I laid my hand on my shoulder, and I felt it pop back into place.
Praise God. Good feeling, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the kind of popping you want. What happened last night?
Well, for the last year and a half, I think I had a runny nose constantly. Didn't matter what time of year it was, it just constantly. Miss Lindsay said last night about allergies and sinus, and immediately I took a deep breath that I hadn't taken in a while. And I've hardly blown my nose today. I think twice. Which would have been 100.
Praise God.
Thank you, Jesus.
What happened?
I had some lower back pain, and when you were praying for backs, the pain had left, not immediately, and then it left. I didn't even think about it because it was gone. I stand on my feet a lot, and so there's this lower pain that keeps happening, and it just was gone. And then you prayed for hearts, and I had recently been diagnosed with something that I'm not receiving, and when you said lay hands on it, and I did, but when we were sitting over here and we were worshiping God, I felt the sensation of my blood clear, and something happened to my heart. And there's been no like weird sensations in my chest or anything. And then there's one more. I got a text last night from a gal in Indiana who, when you prayed into the live stream, she said, "Sister, my ankle was swollen, and now in through the, I got, he just said it through the thing, and this power hit me, and I haven't had any pain in my ankle."
Healed on live stream. Everybody stretch your hands out toward that camera right there. In the authority of Jesus' name, those of you watching right now, you're hearing these testimonies. There's no distance in prayer. God's right here where I am. He's right there where you are. Just like her buddy got healed. In Jesus' name, I send the word to you. I rebuke the sickness, the disease, whatever it is. Come out now. in the name of Jesus. And I send the word to you according to Psalm 107, verse 20, which says he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I send that to you. Now, receive it.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Give praise unto the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. So what happened when we prayed?
A couple things. My knees, I've had issues with them for like 10 years, and the pain just...
10 years?
Yeah. They just went.
Gone?
It was gone. It's gone.
Yeah. Woo!
Gone? It's gone.
What else you said?
My back. Mm-hmm. I've been dealing with some pain for the last year. I had an accident, and it keeps... When I was up on stage and they were praying for me, it just like kept draining out and draining out until it was gone. Lord. It did try to come back today, but it's gone. I'm healed. Praise God.
I received that.
I received that. And the other thing is I had injured my shoulder earlier this year and I couldn't lift it. And Pastor Jay prayed for me and it was instantly healed. And then I helped a friend move and it tried to come back. And I was back to like, I couldn't lift my arm. And I was like, nope, I'm healed. And then when we prayed last night and you said shoulders, whoop, I can lift my arm again. I'm healed.
What happened?
I had back pain from just like physical activity. And then we laid hands on it and now I don't feel it anymore.
Gone.
Praise God.
Aha.
I'll be short.
What happened?
I'll be short.
No.
Yesterday you all caught, or I think it was Miss Lindsay, caught out hearts as well.
Yeah.
And I had been dealing with some heart palpitations, I don't know, a couple months or so, and completely healed. Completely healed.
No more.
No more.
Praise God.
I was praising God with my son. I'm praying last night. I'm saying, I'm healed. I'm healed.
Yay.
Yep.
Praise the Lord.
What happened?
Amen. I've been having a few eyesight problems. It's just been a little blurry lately, and then it would cause headaches as well. So eyesight hasn't been blurry, no pain in my eyes, and not a single
headache.
No more
blurriness?
No more blurriness.
No more pain.
No more pain.
Praise God. What happened?
Labor Day, I fell off a tree.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And every other day or so, I'd get a sharp pain in my hip.
I can understand.
Yep. And it's gone. Hasn't
pain's
come back.
Gone?
Pain's gone. Hasn't come back. Praise the Lord.
Can I give you a word of advice?
I know the word.
Stay out of the trees. What? Tell her, let him stay out of the trees.
She broke her toes. Our daycare director, but she's... He's working on her.
What happened?
My back was healed.
Yeah. Your back was healed. How do you know?
Because I went to bed good today, and I woke up and it was gone.
You woke up and it was gone.
Yeah.
What happened?
The Lord touched my back when I was back there, and it was doing all that. Yeah, it's healed.
Healed. You know it.
Yep.
Praise God. Did you give a testimony already? No. Well, give one. What happened?
He healed my right hip.
How do you know?
Because it hurt constantly for the last, I don't know how many years, and it doesn't hurt.
Praise
That's a good
God.
Way of knowing. Give them all a big God bless you. Thank you all.
Rick, was there
what?
What? No, I thought.
Did I miss anybody?
Nope, I think you got them.
I think I got them all. I think I got almost the whole congregation. Praise God. Isn't that good? To see all those wonderful people come forward and give a testimony. Wow. Praise God. Are you still saving up for tomorrow? Saving up for tomorrow. Thank you. Well, get your Bible out. Open it up. I don't care where. Just open it. Somebody may not have opened your Bible for a while. It's time to open it. I was studying this afternoon in the room, and the Lord reminded me of something that is very, very important in my life, and the subject is prayer. And I want to take just a few moments. I'm not going to take very long tonight, but I want to take a few moments. I want to talk to you about prayer, the importance of prayer. And I want to make this statement: much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Say that with me. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. My father, Oral Roberts, taught me that prayer is the key that unlocks the throne of God's mercy. Prayer is not using some 50-cent word. Prayer is simply your communication system with God. And He is a talking God. When you talk to Him, He will talk back to you. It's not a monologue, it's a dialogue. When I was a child, I would kneel by my bed and I would pray a child's prayer. I would say these words, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray thee, Lord, my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray thee, Lord, my soul to take." That was a child's prayer. I was very sincere, but it was a child's prayer. But as I grew up and I became a Christian, I understood the value of prayer, but not nearly as much as I began to understand it as I got older and older and older, to understand the value and the importance of prayer. And if you study the Bible, you'll find that prayer changed people, and people changed things. God works through individuals. He works through people. Now, He's supernatural. He is sovereign. He can do anything He wants. But my experience is He works through us. He's looking for someone to work through. The Marines, United States Marines, says we're looking for a few good men. God is looking for men and women of faith who will be obedient, who will use their faith and not be ashamed to use their faith. And if you study the Bible, you'll find God did great things through individuals that He spoke to and people who prayed. When Abraham prayed and God spoke to him and he obeyed what God said, he founded a nation. When Moses prayed and sought the Lord, God allowed him to deliver a nation. When Samuel prayed, even as a little boy, because he prayed and obeyed God, God opened the heavens and called him to be one of the greatest prophets ever to live. And he was the one who anointed Saul to become king, and he anointed David to become king. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Take your horn of oil and go." Thank God for prayer. David was a man of prayer, a man after God's own heart. He prayed, and because he prayed, God delivered the Philistine nation into his hands. Looked like there was no way for that to happen. When Daniel prayed, God sent Gabriel, one of the three archangels, and said, "I have come in answer to your prayers." And Daniel changed a nation because of his prayers. And we know much about the second coming of the Lord and what's coming in the future because of the prophet Daniel. Thank God. Mary prayed. And she sought the Lord and she obeyed. And she said to the Lord, "Let it be even as the angel has revealed unto me." And she is the one who brought forth the Christ child. She was the humanity side of Jesus. Remember, Jesus was so much God, it was as if he were not man. And yet he was so much man, it was as if he were not God. Mary did that. Peter prayed, and the disciples prayed. And when they did, an angel tapped him on the shoulder and released him from prison. Paul prayed. In fact, Paul taught us so much about prayer. And nothing could stop him, not even a Roman jail cell could stop him from writing some 2/3 of the Gospels. Of the Gospel, or I should say of his letters, the second, the 2/3 of the New Testament. Thank God for prayers. It was through prayer that Lindsay and I entered into the healing ministry. It had been prophesied over me back as far back as the 1970s that the day would come when I would enter into a healing ministry. And when Lindsay and I got married, in 1980, we knew that the time was near. And she and I got our Bibles and we began to study and pray. And we came to a scripture that she spoke about this morning in Mark chapter 11. In the 24th verse, "What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe." And that's when you believe when you pray. When you pray, believe. Everybody say, when I pray, I believe. It's not I pray and then I wait a few days. When you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Our desire was a healing ministry. We knew that it was time. And you can feel an unction in your heart when God is about to do something. You know, I was boiling some water this afternoon for Lindsay, and I was watching it on the little stove in the little kitchenette in our hotel room. And I noticed that just about the time it was ready to boil, those little baby boils, little what do you call those things? Bubbles. Little bubbles came up, you know?
My words are so important right here.
But you know what I'm talking about. Just before it starts to boil, those bubbles that come up. But you know it's about to happen. And that's the same way with God. You can tell when something is about to happen. Well, we knew it was God's time for the healing ministry. And so we took that scripture, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And we began to confess it. We called in a healing ministry through prayer. Now, make no mistake about it. Nobody was getting healed. Nobody. We were praying, but nobody was getting healed. And yet, by faith, through our prayers, we had a healing ministry. And I've told people all over the world, faith, your faith is what you hold on to until you receive what you're believing for. We didn't have it in the natural, but by faith, we had a healing ministry. We didn't tell anybody about it. We didn't tell her family or my family. We didn't announce it on television. It was just Lindsay and me. But we confessed it every day. We call that which is not as though it is. And it wasn't but a matter of months until the healing ministry broke out in our lives. And it's been happening ever since. I have not preached in any place in the world since April of 1980 without miracles happening. And last night was a wonderful example, wasn't it? But it's not because of me, it's because of Him. But I prayed it in. Okay? I prayed it in. And I thank God for that. Years ago, I guess probably 25 to 30 years ago, I entered into a new arena of prayer. I began to get up early in the morning and get on my face, literally down on the carpet in our home. And I would pray early in the morning, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, whatever time the Lord would wake me up. And I would pray and pray and pray and pray. It's something that I'd never done before. I'd never gotten up early in the morning and had that prayer time. But about 25 to 30 years ago, that started happening in my life, and I've maintained it ever since. Praying. Now, the Bible talks about a number of different positions that people pray in. I don't think God's concerned about what position you pray in. I think He's concerned that you pray. I mean, you can pray lying down, you can pray standing up, you can pray sitting down, you can pray lying down on the floor. I mean, you can pray in any position. You know, you pray while you're jogging, you pray while you're cooking. It's not how you pray, it's that you pray. There's no specific way, you know, that you pray. Much prayer, much power. Little prayer, little power. No prayer, no power. Philippians 4. Verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication. Supplication is praying, calling out your needs to God. But by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. Now, some people are shy about giving their requests to God because they think they're not worthy. But that's a lie. I gave the scriptures earlier. You are worthy. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And if you believe God, you are a righteous man or a righteous woman. Remember, Abraham was accounted to be righteous because he believed God. You are worthy. Don't ever think that you are not worthy because you are a blood-washed child of God. He said, make your requests known unto God. Then in Luke chapter 18, verse 1, the scripture says that we ought always to pray and not faint or lose heart. That's what that means. It doesn't necessarily mean fainting on the floor like someone would actually pass out. It's talking about losing heart. We ought always to pray and not lose heart. Then in Colossians chapter 4, verse 20, continue steadfastly in prayer, the Bible says. And in Matthew In Matthew 6, don't pray, Jesus said, like the hypocrites pray. Don't get some prayer that you memorize, and that's the prayer that you pray, and that's the only prayer that you pray. And don't do it in public so people can see you and you make a public display out of it. He said, go to your private place and pray. Go to your secret place. God hears you praying in secret. He's going to reward you, okay? And answer your prayers. 1 Timothy 2, verse 8. I desire that in every place men ought to pray. Now, Lindsay, you touched on this. I'm not sure if it was yesterday morning or this morning, but you mentioned the Lord's Prayer. And people have a tendency to, and I did it too, people have a tendency to memorize the Lord's Prayer. Well, there's nothing wrong with memorizing the Lord's Prayer. But the Lord didn't say, memorize this prayer. He said, pray after this fashion. Or in other words, let the Lord's Prayer be a model. Or let it be a guide. When I teach pastors, like I did in India, how to pray for the sick, I would say to them, now you don't have to use these exact words, but use what I say as a model. And by the way, many of those pastors are now contacting me through our lead pastors. Pastors who have never ever prayed for the sick and had no idea they could pray for the sick. Now every week we're hearing testimonies from their churches of people healed by the power of God. They've already had one case of somebody being raised from the dead. And it happened through the ministry of a pastor who did not know that he could pray for the sick. So pray after this fashion. And I was studying on the Lord's Prayer this afternoon. And, you know, it talks about our Father which art in heaven. There are a number of factions and things that the Lord brings out in this prayer. Our Father which art in heaven. The first thing is that God's name is to be honored. Hallowed be thy name. We honor God. That's talking about a focus on his everlasting glory. And then the scripture says that thy kingdom come, thy will be done. That focuses on his eternal plan and his eternal will for our lives. This is how this covers every area of our lives. And then he talks about provision or his provision. Which should be given. Give us this day our daily bread. That's talking about our present. And then he deals with our past, that we forgive, that he forgive our sins, and that we forgive those who are sinning against us. That's dealing with our past. And then he deals with our future. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. He's talking about the future. So he's talking about every area of our life. This prayer is a model to cover us in every area of our lives. And there are a number of different prayers that the Bible outlines. And there are scriptures for them. If you want to take a pen and write these scriptures down just for a moment, you'll see where I'm going with this. The different types of prayers that there are in the Bible. First of all, there's the prayer of faith. Now, we talked about that last night. In James 5, the prayer of faith shall save the sick person. James 5, verse 15. And then there's the prayer of agreement, Matthew 18, 18 and 19. If two shall agree on earth as concerning anything that they shall ask, it shall be done by my Father who is in heaven. One can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. When Lindsay and I come together in prayer, the devil doesn't have a chance. Because we come into a holy agreement, an agreement that we won't break. That's a covenant that we have. And that's why he said, if two shall agree on earth concerning anything they shall ask. Then there is a prayer of request or supplication. That's where you tell God what your need is. And you'll find that in Philippians 4 and verse 6. And then there is a prayer of thanksgiving where you give thanks with a grateful heart. Psalm 95 is a good passage for that. What's that song? Give thanks with a grateful heart. I love that song. And then there's a prayer of worship. We can worship him while we pray. And you find that in Acts 13, verses 2 and 3. And then there is, Lindsay, what do you call it? Concraction?
Yes.
Consecration? Concraction? There is a prayer of consecration and a dedication. That's what consecration really is a dedication. And you find that in Matthew 26. When I was a boy, my brother did not want me coming into his room when he was doing his homework, so he put a sign up on the door that said, "Don't come in, I'm concentrating." And I was learning how to spell, and so I put a sign up on my door, said, "Don't come in, I'm consecrating." Not sure I knew what that meant, but... And then there is a prayer of intercession. You find that in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1. That's intercession, is when you pray for others. Hardly a day goes by that Lindsay does not say to me, it just comes up in my spirit to pray for someone, and she'll give me the name, and she'll say, "Richard, I feel led for you to call them." And so we'll make that phone call. And virtually every time they say, "Oh, I've been wanting someone to call and pray and to believe God." Well, that's an operation of the intercessory calling that's on her life. Okay, she is an intercessory prayer warrior. Most of the places that I go by myself. But she is at home praying. She knows exactly when I'm on the platform. She knows when I'm coming on. She knows when I'm getting off. And she is on her face praying over me. That's the prayer of intercession. That's when you pray for others. And she has that calling on her life. And some of you have that calling on your life. And then there is praying in the Spirit. And we're going to talk about that in just a minute's time. I'll come back to that. That's in 1 Corinthians and 14. And then finally, there's the prayer of spiritual warfare. And if ever there was a time for the prayer of spiritual warfare, it's now. With what's going on in our country. What's going on in the nations of the earth. I was greatly heartened today as I watched the news and I saw our Secretary of State, Pompeo, announcing a change in America's policy toward settlements in the Bible areas of outside Jerusalem. They call it the West Bank, but I call it, now those are the Bible areas. And I believe in praying for Israel. The Bible says, "He who blesses Israel, I'll bless. And he who curses Israel, I'll curse." And I was very grateful for that today, that we are supporting the nation of Israel. Prayer God. Praise God. Thank God that we can have intercessory prayer. We can pray a spiritual warfare type prayer. That's when you really get down and you pray. And then the most important thing to me is the next to the last one that I mentioned, and that's praying in the Spirit. I talked about that some when I was here the last time. I think the most important thing I've ever learned in prayer is praying in tongues and praying with my understanding. When we pray in tongues, as we were doing earlier tonight and as we were doing earlier yesterday, when we pray in tongues, the Bible says that our spirit man is praying, but our mind is unfruitful. We pray in tongues, we don't know what we're saying. We feel better, but we don't understand what we're saying. And it's important that we get understanding with our prayers. That's why Paul said, when you pray in tongues, your spirit man is praying, but you don't understand what you're saying. And Paul said, "Well, what then will I do? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also." What he was saying was, I'll pray in tongues and then I'll stop and I'll pray in my own language. And when I do, God will give me, as you said this morning, ideas, concepts, and insights and new and innovative ways of doing things. He'll give you thoughts that you've never had before. Thoughts that you know did not come from your mind, but came through your spirit. That's why praying in tongues for a Christian is so valuable. And I urge you, as the Bible tells us, stir up the Holy Spirit who is in you. Pray in tongues every day. And then when you pray in tongues, stop and allow God to show you what to say in English. And invariably, things will begin to happen. You'll begin saying in English what you've been wanting to say, and you've not known how. Or you begin to get God's response back to you, and you get those ideas and concepts and insights that Lindsay was talking about this morning. Praying in tongues. So many times, I walk into a situation, and I honestly don't know what to do. And that's why I begin quietly praying in tongues, and then praying back in my own language. And God begins to give me understanding. Now, the world cannot do it. Non-believers cannot pray in the Spirit because they're not born again. But when you are born again, Romans 8, 26 tells us that the Holy Spirit came in and took up residence in our hearts. When we got saved, the Holy Spirit came in and bore witness with our spirit that we are a child of God. And the Holy Spirit is in you. And He is interceding. He is praying in our behalf. He's praying directly to God. He's praying in God's perfect will. Therefore, when we tap into His prayer and pray in tongues, we have the assurance we are praying in God's will. We don't have to wonder, am I praying out of God's will? Am I praying something God doesn't want me to have? No. When you pray in tongues, you're praying in the perfect will of God. Yeah. And then when you interpret back with your own, in your own language, God can show you what to do, what to say, where to go, how to live your life. This is one of the most valuable things. You have something that you want to add? No, you're pointing at me. When you do this, it changes everything. Because I'm just not that smart. Don't say a word at that point. You know, I don't have the answers to everything. But the Holy Spirit does. And He reveal things to you by the Spirit that you could not know on your own. People often say, well, what happens to you, Richard, when you get a, quote, a word of knowledge? What happens? Well, the Holy Spirit operates through me, and I don't know how He operates to others, through others in the word of knowledge, but to me, the first thing I do is I feel something in my body. Last night, when I gave words of knowledge, I would suddenly get a sharp pain in my back, or I would get a pain in my hip, or I would feel like one of my knees swelled up, or suddenly I would lose vision in an eye, or one of my ears would stop hearing, or I would feel this commotion in my chest or in my stomach. And when I feel it, then I see someone suffering with that affliction. And then when I say it, it all works together, and someone will say, that's me. I'm healed. And because of what I did last night, in feeling that by the Spirit, and then seeing in the Spirit what I felt, and then saying what I heard the Holy Spirit say, look what it produced. It produced miracles. And it wasn't me. It was Him. And did you notice last night that I did not lay hands on anyone? Because your healing is not conditioned upon my hands. My father always laughed and joked with me because the anointing for healing that he had was particularly a laying on of hands ministry. In order for Oral Roberts to pray for you, he had to get his hands on you. Predominantly his right hand. And when he got his right hand on you, you felt like you had just put your finger in an electric light socket. I've seen him pray for people and people literally shoot across the room because the power of God was so strong that came down his right arm into his right hand. Now that was good and it was bad at the same time. It was good because so many people were healed through his ministry. But it was bad in the sense that there were many times there were more people to pray for than he had the ability to pray for. And sometimes he would come home and everyone was talking about the great miracles and all he talked about was there were still people who needed prayer and I didn't have the physical strength to do it. I can remember he came home once from Kenya And there was a trip that I was not on because I was not yet saved, not yet born again. And on the last day, he laid hands on 10,000 people individually. And people were rejoicing at all the miracles. He came home saying, no, there were another 5,000 in line. I could not touch them because I ran out of strength. But he said to me, son, you will not have to go through that because God is not going to give you, particularly, although you may lay hands on people from time to time, but he's going to give you a word of knowledge ministry, and you will speak and people will be healed. He said, you'll be on TV much more than me where you can't touch people anyway. And you're going to have great crowds overseas where you'll stand up and hold up your hands and pray. And Lindsay prophesied over me that I would stand up before crowds and raise my hand and people would be healed all over the place. And it wasn't conditioned on my touch. Well, that's how God uses me. I can't tell you how God operates the word of knowledge through somebody else. I don't know, but I know how he operates through me. But it happens because I come prayed up. I was in my room this afternoon praying in tongues and interpreting back and getting the desire of what God wanted me to do tonight. And the first thing the Lord said was, have people come forward and share their testimonies so people can see and hear what God did last night. That's very, very important. Prayer is the key that unlocks the throne of God's mercy. And if ever there was a time for prayer in this world in which we're living, it's right now. Because there are forces that are coming against everything that you and I believe. The forces in this nation who are diametrically opposed to everything that you and I believe. And in many cases, it looks like in some areas it's not working. But I have news. God will be victorious. And through him, we have the victory. It's not the time to quit. Not the time to get weary. It's time to step it up. And if I've learned anything over these past, especially these past few years of dealing now with pastors around the world, it's how to step up in our prayer life. And so I deposit that into you tonight. Let's just stand for a moment and begin to pray in tongues tonight. Shina nakasa brakasa. Lift your voice. Bresandi atanakasinda kashtam brakasa. Kibra kosundi atanakasia. Shesti aranakasa brakasa. Sheti ananakasa brakasa tanakasia. Sheno sob. Lift your voice. If you've never ever prayed in tongues, open your mouth and allow the Holy Spirit. It may only come out with a couple of syllables to start with. That's okay. That's all I got when I started. I got just a few syllables. Kina kasimbra kaso yatsandi ashta. Keli aranakasombra kasatanakashtambra. Soti ananakasabra kasati ananakasambra. Now stop and begin praying out loud in English. The very first word that comes to you. Say it out loud in English. In English. Say it out loud in English. Say it out loud in English. Say it out loud in English. That's an exercise you should practice every day. You know, an athlete is trained to develop his or her muscles through exercise every day. And the same is true in the Holy Spirit. How does praying in tongues grow in you? By doing it. And the more you pray in tongues, the easier it is to pray in tongues. And the more you pray in English afterwards, the easier it becomes to pray. To pray in English. When Lindsay and I first got married, I did not have the freedom in tongues that she had. She was able to pray in tongues at any moment and stop and interpret back. And even though I had grown up in the home of Oral Roberts, I had not really ever conquered that. But she was kind to me, and we'd get in bed at night and hold hands and pray. She would pray in tongues and interpret back, and she said, let me help you. And until I had the freedom that I have now. And I'm grateful for that. I praise God for that. But it happened because I do it every day. Now, I don't usually do it for show. I don't do it on display. I don't go out on the streets of Cedar Rapids and raise my hands and pray in tongues. So people can say, you're an idiot, you know. I'm not going to do that. I usually do it and people don't even know I'm doing it. in my own prayer time, and I've been in the hotel room, only describing it today because I want you to know. But it's something that has transformed my life, and I praise God for it. Let's pray in tongues one more time. Shila mononoko sondi atanaka sambra kasa. Sesti atanaka sambra kasatia. Shina di atanaka sambra. Father, even as people are praying in tongues right now, once again, I take authority over every sickness, over every disease, over anything and everything that is unlike God. And in the authority of Jesus' name, I come against it. I curse it and I bind it. And I command it by the name of Jesus to come out of you. You foul, tormenting attack. Stop it. That's enough. Come out. Be healed. Be delivered. And be set free. Lindsay, if you have a word of prayer, get a microphone if you have it. Let's continue praying in the Spirit.
While he was praying, I saw his precious little mommy, Evelyn. And Evelyn said a saying to me, and I grew up in a church that was not charismatic Pentecostal. And she said they had a saying in the church, you had to pray through. And I said, I don't understand that. Pray through what? And she'd always say, pray through to the other side where the miracle is. I said, but I still don't understand pray through. And she said, because there are such barriers in your way. You want to, like in my interpretation of it, we want an instant microwave miracle.
Satan puts them
there. Yeah. But, and you know, push a button, there's your miracle. If you don't get it, you're discouraged. Oh, God didn't. I'm discouraged. God didn't. No, no, no. Pray through. Whatever those barriers are, pray through the barriers without ceasing until you get to the other side. So unless you're on the other side, if you're not there yet, start praying through. Somebody's in mediation right now. Don't know if it's online or in this room, but you're in mediation, arbitration, and whatever that is going on, and you feel so defeated and you feel so distraught. Pray through. Pray through. What's the answer? I have no idea. And maybe you have no idea, but pray through. In the name of Jesus, Sikaboto Shokota Sabakata. Mata Sakipitia Tataboko. Setitia Rada Brokoso. Bika Tata, my Jordan, my oldest daughter, used to say, pray until the pain stops. Bikata Sakako. We are to pray, giving God thanksgiving. Once the prayer has been out there, yes, go right ahead and thank God and give God thanks with a grateful heart. But keep praying. And if you keep praying in the Spirit, you might not even be praying one word about you. You may be praying the heart of God coming into the earth. God needs your voice to pray His will into the earth. You may be praying for your neighbor. I had one woman call me, and she was a dear friend of mine, and it was one of the strangest conversations. And she said she kept seeing a license plate in front of her, and there was a car ahead of her, and the car license plate said IROCK. He was a rock and roll guy, and his tag was I Rock. And so she thought, okay, that's cool. And then she just kept going on. But the Lord kept giving her I Rock, IRAC, IRAC, IRA, or IRA, IROCK. And she thought she was just praying for the guy in the car, having no idea that her daughter was just about to get into a car accident with a car that had IROC written on it. And that daughter had absolutely no injuries. The car was completely demolished. But Mama saw something that she didn't understand and thought she was praying out a license plate, had no idea why, I thought it was silly. And what she was praying in the Spirit was the hedge of protection around her own daughter. And God gave her the name that was on the side of the car on a sticker that protected her daughter through that prayer. Sometimes we don't know what to pray for as we ought. So what? We're praying out the mysteries of God. And you may be praying God to help somebody in Egypt. You may be praying for God to work a miracle over in Africa. You may be praying for God to go to your neighborhood. It's not up to us. Sometimes as we pray what's on the heart of God, Marilyn Hickey always says, when I pray out what's on the heart of God, God takes care of what's on my heart. So we start praying out, God, use my voice to use it as the ruach wind of God in this earth to bring something to pass in this earth. God needs your voice. He needs your prayers. He needs you praying in the spirit. He needs you saying something to formulate something to put those words out into the spirit and bring it into the earth. And that's something you're going to be part of. You may be just sitting at a desk at home somewhere and you'll just start praying stuff out having no clue. There's such a weird anointing on you, like an amazing anointing on you. It's just like really awesome. And God loves your voice. And as you start praying stuff out, praying it out, he's going to say, surprise, surprise, surprise. He's going to bring it back to you. Begin to pray out what's in the heart of God. Begin to pray out what God's placed in your voice. You don't need to know what it is. God knows what it is. And as you pray it out and begin to say it out, God will bring that interpretation back.
Did you not know that I am the source of your prayer life? Did you not know that when you pray in the Spirit unto me, that I not only hear your prayer, but I give you my word back to you? Did you not know that I am the source of that? Now, as I prayed in tongues, that was what the Lord showed me as I began to speak in English, what I was supposed to say. And I don't have a corner on that. Every one of us can do that. And you'll find when you pray in English after praying in tongues, you'll find you begin saying words that did not come out of your mind. You'll say, wow, where did that come from? It came from the Holy Spirit. Let's pray in tongues one more time. Anything else?
God's calling somebody to write, and I hear the words, write, baby, write, 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 baby, write. And I don't know why he's saying write, baby, write, but unless it's maybe children's books, unless it's something for a nursery, and maybe it's a children's curriculum, I have no idea what it is, but it's write, baby, W-R-I-T-E, write, baby, write. And if you feel like when you go to sleep at night, when you are sitting at your desk, when you're here, when you're there, have a pencil, have a paper next to you. I carry pencil and paper. It sits on my desk. It sits at my chair. It sits at my kitchen. It sits everywhere because God gives me words. And when I pray in the spirit and I've got nothing to write it down, I'm telling you 3 minutes later, I've forgotten it. And God doesn't want me to forget it. So write, baby, write. Write it down. Write the vision down. Make it plain. God, make you. I keep getting the word elbow. I'm not sure if God is healing somebody's elbow. Well, take that. But an elbow has a bend in it, and God's going to bend your direction. You think you're going here, but God's going to put a little bend in it. And when God starts to bend it, don't be surprised. Don't be shocked. Allow God to bend. My great grandfather went on to heaven when he was about 97 years old. He had his own teeth. He had his own hearing. He had his own eyesight. And he used to have a saying, and he would say it all the time, and now I say it to God all the time, push me, I'm portable. I'm portable. I'm not so stiff and rigid and unpliable and unusable that I have to say, you're either going to make it right here and do it my way, or I'm not going to bend. Flexible. Like an elbow, bend.
Flexible.
Flexible. He has been talking about being flexible. And sometimes when you're a planner, I'm a super planner, and my plans have plans, and I plan out my plans, and I get a calendar for my calendar so I don't miss what's on my calendar, and I take notes for my notes so I don't forget the notes. But you have to learn to be flexible and pliable. And that elbow, I saw that. I'm saving my words. But I saw that in the spirit. He's not going to like throw you to the other side of the universe. He's just going to put a little bend there. Be willing to bend. Be willing to be flexible. Be willing to be pliable. Because on the other side is a miracle you never thought possible. Be flexible. Be pliable. Go right ahead. Use your words now.
Oh, give
you
her
had
a,
to be here
give
this
her a
morning.
Big God bless you tonight. Praise God. Now, tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, she will begin with a new set of 20,000 words. Minimum. And then tomorrow night, and then Wednesday morning, and Wednesday night, Katie, bar the door. Oh, my goodness. I can hardly wait for Wednesday night. Don't miss tomorrow morning. Don't miss tomorrow night. Don't miss Wednesday morning. Don't miss Wednesday night. I understand there are a few of our resources that are still available. Right back there, they told me they're almost gone, but there's still some left. So praise God for that. Praise God. Pastor, I'm going to give it back to you. Thank you and Pastor Debbie for the invitation to come. It is our honor and joy to be with all of you here in Cedar Rapids.